you know, we had this niche on the side of our house, this little overhang, you know, this little cove on the side of the house that was, you know, it was just open. And it was, I suppose it was like a, you know, an open little porch that you, you in summertime, you set up some chairs there, you know. But my my wife didn't like the bugs, you know, that can come in during the summertime. And it was the perfect place we'd been using to store all our firewood. You know, you didn't even have to, you know, you took two steps outside, but it was covered over so the snow was never on the ground. So you could do it in your socks and grab a couple logs for the fireplace inside, you know. And so I didn't want to give it up as that in the wintertime. So what I did is I made three panels out of 2x8s of walmanized, you know, pressure-treated lumber. And I stretched a stretched screen on the outside of them. And I created, you know, a 20-foot wall that was removable. You know, you put it in the fall time, you put it in the springtime when you're going to have your summer ahead of you, and they're easily removable fall when you're going to use it as a place to store firewood. She loves it, so that worked out well. And that's not anything that's difficult to make. Any guy with any decent carpenter with a sense of structure can make these things, you know. And I, to join them, I use really, really, really long stainless steel screws. I pre-drilled on the ends because I made the frame out of 2x8s on the flat. You know, in other words, they were only 2 inches thick, the doors. And so I had to figure out a way to join them, you know, and I didn't want to get into mortise and tenon on this stuff. I mean, I should have eventually. Boy, even saying this out loud, there's going to be 9 guys who say, what the hell is wrong with you not doing it like a real door is made, you know? but I wanted to knock these things off and get them up, you know, so anyway. They're like 10 years old, and they're still, you know, they're still as good as the day I got them. I went out of my way to look for fairly straight-grained, you know, walmanized stuff so it wouldn't cup and twist on me, so these things remain relatively flat. And they're heavy enough, I can move them by myself, but they're heavy enough that once you lay them up against, overlapping the header by 4 inches above, I stick 2 screws in there that just holds them in place with a wing nut on it, you know. And we just take a little bit of foam and force it in between where the doors meet. And it's bug-proof, you know. And no one, thank God, so far has leaned on the screens and popped them out yet, like it's happened so many times. But, you know, it ends up we have a screened-in porch for the half of the year that you'd want to have. You'd want to be outdoors. And the other half, we have this this place to put the firewood that's almost like having it inside the house, you know. I say almost because you don't want firewood inside the house with all the termites. But then I put 2 sconces up on the end of the wall, and, you know, Corinne put a couple of her floor cloths. She paints these canvas cloths, you know, that are, end up being indestructible. They're not regular rugs that are furry and with lots of hair on and stuff. You can wash them down. Hell, you're going to. Anyway, we hung those up on the walls and put them on the floor in a couple of places, put some furniture in there. I have 2 sconces. At both ends of the room, and it's like a little interior room where you can slide the, you know, where one wall is nothing but screen, you know, so pretty cool. And it's the same one can do at home, you know. See, you don't have to have 20 years of skill in building furniture to do this, man. This is, you know, you cut your ends square and put it together, and you should end up with a fairly true flat thing. Besides, they actually... Because they're, let's see, 8.5 feet tall by, I don't know, 8 feet each, that they actually have a little bit of floppiness, just enough floppiness that I can line them up with each other and the screw brings them down flat, you know, not taking anything away from their structural integrity, but I'm saying that it's just so easy to do, and they, boy, do they work. And they store out of the way because they're fairly flat. So all 3 of them together just makes a 6-inch thing along one wall. Put the firewood in front of that, and you're in, you know.